You know, in James Montgomery Boyce's great commentary on Psalms, he tells the story about something from the life of Harry Ironside, who was the pastor and the Bible commentator. Ironside went to visit a man near his death. He was suffering from tuberculosis. The man was almost dead. He could barely speak. And as Ironside spoke to him, the man who was dying asked him this. He said to Pastor Ironside, "Young man, you're trying to preach Christ, are you not?" And Ironside said, "Well, yes, I am." And the man replied, "Well, sit down a little and we will talk about the Word of God." And then the man opened up his Bible and spoke with Ironside until his strength was gone. And he shared things from the Bible that Ironside had never appreciated or even seen before. And Ironside was stunned. He asked the man, "Where did you get all these things? Where is the book where you learned these things? Did you get them in seminary or in college?" And the old man said this, "My dear young man, I learned these things on my knees on the mud floor of a little sod cottage in the north of Ireland. There, with my Bible before me, I used to kneel for hours at a time and ask the Spirit of God to reveal Christ to my soul and to open the Word to my heart. He taught me more on my knees on that mud floor than I could have learned in all the seminaries or colleges of the world." And it's true, men. Through the Word of God, we can. We can know more than our enemies. We can know more than our teachers. We can know more, indeed, than even the ancients. Verse 101. "I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me." This is very insightful in verse 101. Don't miss that. "I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word." The psalmist understood that restraining himself from evil would also help him to understand the Word of God better. Let me suggest a new Bible study tool to you. Are you ready for this? Are you taking notes? No, I'm not talking about a new Bible translation. I'm not talking about a new software package. I'm not talking about a new commentary set or internet site where you can research. The Bible study tool that I want to recommend to you right now is Holiness of Life. Some of you men, you feel stopped. You feel stymied in your study of the Bible. It stopped going deeper for you. You don't know why. You're just kind of on cruise control. You don't feel you're going deeper and further. Those riches from God's Word that used to yield them to you so wonderfully, now it's not so much there anymore. Listen, I don't know exactly what your problem is, but let me tell you one place to look. Look at the holiness of your life. Does this surprise us? Does it surprise us that a spiritual book that's communicated to us by the Spirit of God, that if there's compromise and open rebellion and a pushing away of the voice of the Spirit in our conscience, that somehow we would not be able to understand and appreciate the Bible as we should? This is no mystery, is it not? Psalmist speaks to us, "I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep your word. I've not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me." Isn't that a beautiful phrase? "You yourself have taught me." It's very emphatic in the ancient Hebrew. You yourself have taught me. Now listen, it doesn't mean that everything that someone says comes from God actually has. And it certainly doesn't eliminate the need for Bible teachers, but it does fulfill what Jesus said later in John 16, 13. When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. And men, do you live with that?
In the morning.
Do you live with the beautiful and powerful and sweet voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart through the Word of God?